Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to episode number 86 of the Beyond the Ring with Big T Wrestling Podcast. For today is Thursday, January 25th, 2008. Man, guys, I'm pretty pumped up. This episode is going to be NXT TakeOver Philadelphia preview and predictions, where we will be talking all about the NXT card. But before we get into all of this and start talking about NXT TakeOver, you guys know how we got to kick off the Beyond the Ring with Big T Wrestling Podcast, don't you? Introduction from none other than the man himself, Mr. EC3, Ethan Carter III, the two-time TNA Impact Wrestling World Heavyweight Champion. So, this awesome episode number 86 of the podcast, E3. So what you guys can do right now is kick back, relax, get yourselves settled in for a great night of wrestling content, and meantime is play that introduction of Mr. EC3, the man himself, and then once we hear from EC3, I will be back on with you guys to do NXT TakeOver Philadelphia preview and predictions. So again, this is going to be a great podcast. A lot of great things I'm going to be doing tonight. So I hope you guys will settle in and enjoy the show with me. But until then, here's EC3, ladies and gentlemen, and the NXT TakeOver Philadelphia preview and predictions are coming up next. Don't go away.
Hello, this is EC3 of TNA Wrestling, and you are so very fortunate because you are watching Beyond the Ring with Big T.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We just heard from the man himself, Mr. EC3, Ethan Carter III, the two-time TNA Impact Wrestling World Heavyweight Champion. And just like I always say, thank you very much, EC3, for that wonderful intro. It's greatly helped out the show, and I really appreciate it, my friend. Thank you again. Now, before we move on to anything else, I want to tell you guys this real quick. I've been pushing this really hard to really try to get this going around the internet. So I'm going to talk about this with you guys in just a second here. I just got to get the screen share back up. By the way, I was running a little late getting on air because Windows had to do a big time update, and that was a big pain in the ass as usual, but be that as it may, at least I'm here. All right, so next thing on tap for you guys is there's Pretty, and Pretty was my free little family member, my little girl, and her life was senselessly taken due to a careless veterinarian's negligence. The veterinarian is Dr. Joseph Dulles of the Pet Hospital Willoughby in Lake County, Ohio. So if any of you listening are in the Willoughby, Ohio area, don't go to the Pet Hospital Willoughby. Protect your free little family members. And hashtag justice for Pretty is a very important hashtag, because it's not just about standing behind Pretty. It's also about standing behind all pets and, you know, all furry family members around the world to make sure that they have a voice and that they get treated fairly, and, that we can stand up and speak for them, because laws need to change here in the United States as far as our furry little friends go. But if you guys can do that, right there, hashtag justice for Pretty. Share that all around the internet. Get it trending. do whatever you gotta do. I really appreciate it. Thank you guys very much. Again, hashtag justice for Pretty, get it trending right now. Thank you very much. All right, guys. So, now self-promotion about the audio podcast and the YouTube channel. This is, episode number 86 of the Beyond the Ring of Big T Wrestling Podcast, like I mentioned. So this will be going up on iTunes. Also, I have it live streaming right now so people on YouTube can watch as well. But if you are listening to this on the iTunes platform, if you have not checked out my YouTube channel as of yet, make sure that you go and check it out. Check out the YouTube channel, Beyond the Ring with Big T. You know, all that good stuff. And subscribe to it. It's absolutely free, just like subscribing to the audio podcast. Now, for those of you that may be watching this and listening to this on YouTube and not through iTunes, those of you that are listening on YouTube, if you guys haven't checked out the audio podcast on iTunes and Podomatic, make sure you guys check that out. Subscribe to the podcast, leave a 5-star rating, and make sure, you know, that you do subscribe, because it's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything, and a brand new episode will be downloaded to your device of choice whenever a brand new episode is uploaded. So what could be better than that? And for subscribers on YouTube, if you're listening to the audio podcast, please let me know and tell me what you think about it. So there you go for podcasting promotions. Now, this goes for both platforms. If you guys want to know anything about my social media stuff, you can like me on Facebook at Beyond the Ring with Big T. You can follow me on Twitter at Beyond the Ring BT. And you can follow me on Instagram at Beyond the Ring with Big T. Also, you can check out my website, www.beyondtheringwithbigt.com. And also for the YouTube watchers, if there's watching this on YouTube, everything's listed down below in the description, like the links for the audio podcast on iTunes. The links for all my Raw and SmackDown reviews over the past 2 weeks. Lots of stuff. So I hope you guys will go and check all that out and take advantage of it. And for the YouTube channel, leave the likes on the video, leave the comments, hit that subscribe button. Much like the audio podcast, it's absolutely free to subscribe. Now, this will work out for both platforms, whether it be YouTube or the audio podcast. The best way to do it: share the stuff all around the internet. Tell your friends that love professional wrestling about it, and then they can tell their friends. Word of mouth is the best way to go. Together, we will make this Beyond the Ring with Big T brand grow and prosper and be a huge thing. So please, guys, word of mouth. Spread the word about Beyond the Ring with Big T, the number one wrestling news source on the internet today. All right, so now that we got all that stuff out of the way, I know you guys have been waiting patiently. We'll get into NXT TakeOver Philadelphia preview and predictions right now. By the way, for those of you that are watching live on YouTube right now, because, you know, for people that are listening on iTunes, that, you know, you just listen to the audio. But for those that are watching this podcast live on YouTube right now, I'm going to open up the live chat window. So if you guys want to chat along with me and, you know, let me know what your predictions for TakeOver Philadelphia preview and predictions are. Let me know. If you're watching the replay of this on YouTube and you didn't get to comment live, make sure you leave your comments down below who you think the winners and losers are going to be for NXT TakeOver Philadelphia, and I will read them live on the air for the TakeOver review on Saturday night after the show, and we'll see who had the best predictions out of everybody here. All right. What do we got? Let's look at the chat window. All right. Anthony used hashtag justice for pretty. Thank you. Papa Linus, he says here listening cooking, so I won't be talking much, but hey, at least you're here listening, Papa Linus. Let's see. What about the, Anthony continues to say that, he still watches because he believes I'm the best over here. Thank you very much, Face Man. Buddha's in here using hashtag justice for pretty. Thank you, Face Man. And what did I think about the Gargano versus the Velveteen Dream match? I thought it was awesome. And I'll be talking more about that going through these predictions. And don't forget, guys, for people listening on iTunes and for people watching on YouTube, I got the Royal Rumble preview and predictions coming up next that I'm going to do directly after this on another stream. So Royal Rumble preview predictions coming up next. Also, I will announce the location for the 2019 Royal Rumble. It's going to be great. I hope you guys will join me. Lisa's here. It's always great to see her too. She says, Joseph Dole's DVM and the OVMLB must be investigated. I agree. All right. So guys, I'm pulling up the info right now. I'm just trying to find the full card for NXT TakeOver, and we'll get right into this. And I'll tell you guys all that you need to know. NXT TakeOver Philadelphia card. Let's see what we got. NXT finalizes. Alright. Let's see. Here we go. Now it's just loading. Alright, it's coming up right now. We'll do this. Lisa says that Joseph Dulles is negligent for the death of Pretty. That I definitely agree. Alright, what do we got here? Let's move on with this. Here we go. Triple H revealed during today's media call that Cassius Ohno versus the Velveteen Dream has been added to Saturday's WWE NXT TakeOver Philadelphia card. You can check out the full card, which we're going to do that right now. It has also revealed that the January 31st NXT episode will be filmed at the Wells Fargo Center before TakeOver hits the air on Saturday. The tapings will feature TM61's return to TV plus appearances by Roderick Strong and Nikki Cross. All right. So first matchup here. Ohno versus the Velveteen Dream, one on one. A match that was obviously just made today that I just read. I'm going with the Velveteen Dream. The Velveteen Dream has been on a roll ever since feuding with Aleister Black, carrying Aleister Black to a really great match. And he hasn't slowed up since. I mean, look at the match with him and Gargano last night on NXT, which I also reviewed and talked about. That is great stuff. Velveteen Dream is proving that he is one of the best in NXT. I'm not saying that Cassius Ohno's a pushover in any way, but the Velveteen Dream is at the upper echelons of NXT. So for that and that alone, I'm going with the Velveteen Dream to get a nice victory over Cassius Ohno here. Velveteen Dream is definitely going to get the win over Cassius Ohno. Alright, so what do we got here? Let me see, where is the next match? I gotta go over to this page. Windows 10 did a big upgrade, that's why I ran an hour late coming on air tonight. Let's see. Extreme Rules match. I'm excited for this. Adam Cole, baby! Going up against Aleister Black. Oh man. Extreme Rules match. You know how tough this one is for me to pick? I could see it going either way. Adam Cole could win. Aleister Black can win. I'm really at a loss here on who to pick because, I mean, this is really like a toss-up. I love both guys. I think Aleister Black is awesome. I think Adam Cole is awesome. If I think from a booking standpoint of what do I feel is better for the direction of things, I think that Adam Cole should be one of the next guys that you put in line to challenge for the NXT title. Because you got Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish running with the NXT tag titles. You really think Adam Cole of the Undisputed Era is going to want to walk around without a title for too long? I don't think so. So I think this match is going to go far in Adam Cole actually becoming number one contender. I'm going to go with Adam Cole to defeat Aleister Black here in this Extreme Rules match, but I think it is going to be an awesome match that will be well worth watching. And I just can't wait. I really can't wait. Ah, boy. I'm just thinking with Aleister Black, if he loses, but then again, I was going to say, if he loses, what does that mean for him? But, you know, I think he'll be all right. Lisa uses the hashtag. She says, always hashtag justice for pretty. Thank you very much, Lisa. I really appreciate that. All right. So now let's move on here. What do we got next? So after the Extreme Rules match, we're moving on to the NXT tag team title match. Authors of Pain, Ekam and Rezar, they're going to be taking on the Undisputed Era of Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish. Now, Authors of Pain are, I think they're freaking great. I honestly think they will be feuding with War Machine when War Machine comes up. But after they feud with War Machine, I could see the Authors of Pain kind of just, you know, getting called up and going away from NXT. I don't see Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish losing. Say, wow, you know, well, the Authors of Pain are real dominant. You really think O'Reilly and Fish are just going to beat them like that? No, I mean, it's going to be hard. I think Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish may end up getting disqualified. And they will retain their titles that way. Unless you want to have War Machine debut at TakeOver Philly and screw over the Authors of Pain, thus taking them up into a rivalry. I could see that happening. So I'm going to go with the Undisputed Era, O'Reilly and Fish, to keep the titles. I don't see the Authors of Pain getting it, but we'll see what happens. I'm going with the Undisputed Era. Next up, NXT Women's title match. Shayna Baszler taking on the champ Ember Moon. This is tough. This is a tough one here. Shayna Baszler has stormed out of the gate. Choking out the other women on NXT, running roughshod over the brand, doing what she's got to do, looking as dominant as ever. But, you know, they had this build to where Regal said he wasn't going to give Shayna Baszler the match by hurting, you know, other women on the roster. It's not enough to earn her a title match. Ember Moon was the one that actually said she wants Shayna Baszler in the ring. And, you know, it went on from there. And now, you know, led us to this point. Baszler versus Ember Moon. Take over Philly. I honestly don't know who's going to win. I mean, this is a toss-up. I'm really thinking, are they going to leave Baszler undefeated? All right, now this is the only thing I can see. This is the only thing that I could see happening. If Ember Moon retains the title, you just have her go on and, you know, do what she's got to do, when really, she could probably get called up to the main roster. You know, she could get called up to the main roster and, you know, go up there anytime. Faceman actually is saying Shayna, she should get the title and have others chase her. She had a great promo the other night. That she did. Now, this is the storyline I see happening. If you guys remember, Kairi Sane, Shayna Baszler fought in the finals of the Mae Young Classic. Shayna Baszler attacked Kairi Sane on the stage, you know, locked her in her submission move. Kairi Sane hasn't really been around since. So, what do you do? I think you could lead this to Kairi Sane and Shayna Baszler going one-on-one and maybe take over New Orleans in a big match. Like I said, I could see Ember Moon getting called up as soon as the night after WrestleMania 34 to the main roster. Which, she goes on Raw or SmackDown, I really don't know, but I think she's gonna be getting called up. I'm going with Shayna Baszler here. Shayna Baszler, I think, will become the new NXT Women's Champion, and it's gonna be good. I think she's gonna bring some entertainment to it for a second. I think Shayna Baszler, especially if they ever feud with Kairi Sane, good lord, I think that's gonna be awesome. Faceman says here that Kairi is injured, actually. Let me see, Faceman, how long. I'm gonna look up the injury report on her right now. Kairi Sane. I'm trying to find this out right now as we speak before I go any further. They actually have... Alright. Why Kairi Sane has not wrestled in 2 months, former WWE Stars Talk Women's Royal Rumble. Alright, I don't need to get into all that shit. Let's get right to the Kairi Sane stuff. Okay, wrestling him... Alright, Dave Meltzer responded to a fan asking why Kairi Sane hasn't wrestled since NXT TakeOver War Games on November 18, 2017. Meltzer says that Kairi Sane is just banged up. She's letting, you know, nagging injuries heal. At NXT TakeOver War Games, Kairi Sane competed in a fatal four-way match against Nikki Cross, Peyton Royce, and Ember Moon to see who would claim the vacant NXT Women's Championship. Moon won after pinning Nikki Cross. Sane last appeared on NXT television on December 27, 2017, after Moon successfully retained the NXT Women's Championship against Sonya Deville. Sane appeared on the stage and gestured that she has the women's title in her sights. The Pirate Princess was suddenly ambushed from behind by the person beat to win the inaugural Mae Young Classic, Shayna Baszler. The Queen of Spades used a sleeper hold to render Sane unconscious before down. Now, you're right, Face Man, that Kairi Sane is hurt, but she's not hurt to where it's going to keep her out for months. She's just healing some nagging injuries that kind of made her made her banged up, you know, over the months. I'm laughing here because I'm looking at what's going on in the live chat. People are going back and forth. I don't know what's going on here, but all right. So Kairi Sane, she'll be back. Face man, Kairi Sane will be back, especially with her coming back, you know, after what, 5 weeks to stare down Ember Moon, and then Shayna Baszler's the one that attacks her. They're just playing this up to have a payoff match between those two, and I think it'll be with the title on the line. So Shayna Baszler will become the new NXT Women's Champion on Sunday night. Or Saturday night, I'm sorry. Why the fuck did I just say Sunday, please? Alright. I'm so excited to talk about this match. So excited, guys, to talk about this match. NXT World Heavyweight Title Match. Andrade Cien Almas, the champion, with Zelina Vega in his corner, defending the championship against Johnny Gargano. Johnny Gargano. What I can't even tell you guys how happy I am for Johnny. Really. I'm so happy for him. Johnny is just an incredible human being. I've had the honor and privilege to meet him many times. You know, he wrestled in the Indies in Cleveland, Ohio for almost 15 years, and I followed his whole career. And, you know, we actually got to, know each other somewhat. And I remember his retirement, his last indie show that he ever did when he had to say goodbye at AIW Wrestling. I was there in the front row. And, when he was making his final goodbyes, he just, he saw me sitting there in the front row. He gave me a hug and he's like, he just kind of whispered, not whispered, but talked, you know, softly in my ear a little bit, saying that, you know, thank you for supporting my career all these years, and I hope that you are going to continue to support my career, you know, now that I'm moving on. I told him, Johnny, I've been watching you in the indies since you debuted in 2004 or 5, I believe. I had the year right at that time. But I told him I've been watching you, you know, since that time in Cleveland All Pro Wrestling, and then when it moved over to Prime Wrestling and Absolute Intense Wrestling, AEW, all the best indie circuits here in Cleveland Johnny was a part of. You know, I told him I'll be following you, I'll be rooting for you, and you know, of course, I'm gonna send a lot of good vibes your way, and I'm gonna be reporting about you on my podcast. Which, you know, strangely, if we're funny enough, strangely enough, I'm doing that right now, you know. Johnny, he made it. And I did not doubt him one bit. I knew that Johnny had all the tools to be a top star. I just knew. I mean, you want to look at someone that could be the next Daniel Bryan, and cause, you know, such a genuine babyface reaction like Daniel Bryan was getting before he got hurt, Johnny Gargano would be your man. Looking at Johnny, let's see, Faceman says Ciampa will interfere. That's exactly where I was, Faceman. With Ciampa. I know Ciampa's lingering back there. I'll explain two different points of view to this. But Johnny Gargano, what a year. You know, this all started at TakeOver Chicago in May of 2017 when his DIY partner, Tommaso Ciampa, turned on him. And then Ciampa has been gone since because, you know, Ciampa hurt his ankle at a Kentucky, it was a house show in Kentucky for NXT that he hurt his ankle at, Ciampa did. And he went through the match at TakeOver Chicago, and then he had to take time off to heal after that. But not before he turned on Johnny and just completely destroyed him. Now, with Almas and Gargano, I mean, there's so many different ways you can do it. I'm sure WWE will probably go the way that Face Man is talking about. Johnny's gonna be on the verge of winning. Ciampa's gonna run down. He's gonna screw Johnny. Almas will win and retain. But this is a scenario that I think would be better for NXT, and I think would put even more eyes on the product, believe it or not. What if you have Johnny Gargano beat Andrade and Almas? What if Johnny wins that title? And, you know, Johnny is celebrating in the ring. You know, experiencing one of the experiencing the biggest moment in his life up to date as far as his wrestling career. And then Ciampa comes out and destroys him again and leaves him laying and ruins that moment. You could build up now that Ciampa's back. You know, he's healthy. He's good to go. What you do is you have Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa face each other with the title on the line at TakeOver New Orleans. Can you imagine Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano for the NXT World Championship at TakeOver New Orleans? Really think about that. Can you imagine what that match would be like? With a title on the line and how those guys could go against each other. Look at what they did in the Cruiserweight Classic. They had. What would they do with the title on the line in a deeply heated and personal rivalry? Think about it, guys. Think about it. This could be a big, big thing here. They have an opportunity. So, I think they gotta do what's right. I really do. They gotta do what's right. Don't forget, this isn't the main roster either. So NXT, sometimes they will make, you know, good decisions. I know I might be thinking, you know, a little out of the box, but I really think that Gargano's gonna win. I don't see what Almas holding this title is gonna really do. I mean, where do you go with Almas next? If you have Gargano and Ciampa feuding, going into TakeOver New Orleans, you know, what does that do? You know, do you have Aleister Black beat Adam Cole then and have Aleister Black challenge Almas? I would much rather have Gargano and Ciampa in the forefront of the main event with the title on the line, because no matter what, Gargano and Ciampa will overshadow anything that the main title is doing if they're not, you know, in a title match together one-on-one. I really believe that. Secondly, think about this. You could have so many great classic matches with Johnny Gargano. You could have him start off defending the title against Ciampa. He could be Ciampa. You could have him face Adam Cole at NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 4. That will be 1 year to the day that Adam Cole debuted in NXT. Can you imagine a heel Adam Cole against a babyface Johnny Gargano inside the Barclays Center for TakeOver Brooklyn 4 in August? Can you just imagine the wrestling period between Gargano and Adam Cole? And, you know, say if, then you could either have Adam Cole win the title, or you could have Gargano go on, like, knocking off some of the top, you know, heel guys. You could even have, you know, Velveteen Dream challenge Gargano. You could have so many guys that are there challenge Gargano. And Gargano could just, he could be the underdog in every match and rise above it all. They could really market Gargano as, you know, the most beloved guy in NXT. They could market him as, you know, a guy that will overcome anything and everything. I mean, I know I want it to happen. I'm still going to go with Johnny Gargano beating Andrade Cien Almas and becoming your brand new NXT World Heavyweight Champion. I just feel it coming. And then you could have Ciampa and Gargano at TakeOver New Orleans on WrestleMania weekend. That for a headlining match, it would create such a buzz, it'd be unbelievable. It really would. So that's what I'm going to go with. But I think NXT TakeOver Philadelphia is turning out to be good. A really good looking event. I mean, I think it's going to be something, it's going to be one of the best takeovers. I don't know if it'll be better than War Games. I mean, War Games was something out of this world, but I don't, TakeOver Philly, it won't disappoint. So I'm excited for it, guys. I really am. I'm looking here at a live chat on YouTube. Hey, thanks everybody for you know, standing, sticking up for me here. Alright, so, now that we got all that out of the way, NXT TakeOver Philadelphia on a scale of 1 to 10, what do I think that, that it could be rated? Let's see. I'm looking here, actually. It's not for sure, but I just want to tell you guys right now, I just got a text message from Mr. Bill Otten. He says that it may be best to do a Wrestling World Stories podcast on Saturday sometime before NXT TakeOver. So, it might not be 100% lock, but right now, I guess from what Bill is thinking, he's thinking possibly, and remember I'm saying possibly, thinking possibly Saturday to do episode 11 of Wrestling World Stories. So that's some news I could put in there for you guys right now, because I know you guys love that show. Face Man Buddha says 7 or 8. That's what he's predicting, I guess, the show to be. Lisa says, I'll always cover for you. I know you do, Lisa. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Even, Cambro says, we got you, Big T. I appreciate everybody that's got my back here. You guys are awesome. Now, I really think with what we could see at NXT TakeOver Philadelphia, I'm going to predict that we could possibly see a 10 out of 10 show. I think that we could see big things out of TakeOver Philadelphia. I really do. I could see us getting a 10 out of 10 show. But that's just me. That's just me. Now, if it's under, if there's something underwhelming, or say if it doesn't get a 10 out of 10, or, you know, I'll be here to give you guys my unbiased opinion, and I'll tell you guys how I really feel. Don't worry about that. I'll be on here to view my, you know, give you my full opinion. Actually, I would say, with the rest of the coverage I do have, let me see. For tonight, actually at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 20 minutes from now, I'm going to start up the Royal Rumble preview and predictions for that show. And then on tomorrow. Let's see what we got. Tomorrow, I'm trying to think. Tomorrow, I don't think we have anything as of right now, but who knows, maybe something will pop up. But Saturday, Takeover review, and Sunday, Royal Rumble review. Let's see. Faceman says, it could be a 9 or 10 if the wrestlers kill it in the ring. I agree. Faceman says, I hope Dunn shows up and has a match for his belt. I agree with that too. Pete Dunne and a UK title match? Wow. Remember what he did with Tyler Bate on TakeOver Chicago that actually we mentioned earlier in the show. Basically, my predictions are the Velveteen Dream beating Cassius Ohno in a singles match, Adam Cole defeating Aleister Black in an Extreme Rules match, Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish defeating the Authors of Pain in an NXT tag title match, women's title match, I have Shayna Baszler defeating Ember Moon, and for the NXT World Heavyweight title, I got Johnny Gargano defeating Andrade Cien Almas to become your brand new NXT World Heavyweight Champion. So those are my predictions. Faceman says Royal Rumble is going to blow, but NXT will be great. I have a feeling that will be the case. And believe me, Faceman, in just about, what, 15 short minutes, you're going to hear me break down the Royal Rumble and wait until you see who I really think is going to win it. So make sure you tune in for the predictions coming up soon. Also, like I said, I will be revealing the location for the 2019 Royal Rumble. I will be revealing the location on Royal Rumble predictions coming up next. So there you go. Those are my NXT TakeOver Philadelphia predictions, guys. Let me know what you think. Leave me your comments. Don't forget to leave those likes as well. Make sure to hit that subscribe button and get people to subscribe to the channel as well. And I predict this show is going to be a 10 out of 10. I think the wrestlers are going to give us the best of the best that they got. But we shall see. I know I'm just expecting really good things from NXT because that's what we usually get, but who knows? Let's see. Lisa says, are you making Chinese stir fry? No, I'm not, actually. I'm sitting here doing the review, but oh, that's funny. I like that. Oh, Face Man, I'll see you on the next stream. Make sure you pop on. She's talking about Hi-Bye. Okay, yeah, Hi-Bye's that asshole that's been on here in the live chat on YouTube. He's a real piece of work. Yeah, you know, just to sum it up, the guy's been real derogatory. Pretty much saying in the live chat, calling me every name in the book, and oh, I don't. Ooh. Doesn't he realize doing a podcast is considered a fucking job? Idiot. Even though I don't get paid for it, I just do it because I love it. I'm not a money hungry, person like everybody else. Like, you gotta pay me to do this. No, I do this because I love it. I don't need to make any money. Like I said, when I get hired in the pro wrestling business, if it ever happens one day, then I can worry about making money. But if you're doing something like this, I do it just out of the love of my art. And believe me, it's, takes a lot of hard work and dedication. So, there you go. Suck on that, Hi-Bye. But, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for tuning into these NXT TakeOver Philadelphia preview and predictions. Join me in exactly 15 minutes at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Royal Rumble 2018 preview and predictions. Oh, Lisa, of course I buy as a bully. I know that. But thank you for being here too, Lisa. I appreciate it. Join me in 15 minutes for that, and we're going to have some fun with it. So again, this has been episode number 86 of the Beyond the Ring of Big T Wrestling podcast for January 25th, 2018, and the Royal Rumble preview and predictions coming up next. So join me back for that. You guys take care. I love you all, and I'll see you for Royal Rumble preview and predictions. Again, this has been episode number 86 of the Beyond the Ring of Big T Wrestling podcast. I'm your host, Big T, and I will see you at the matches. Good night, everybody.